Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we? What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm just having fun.
I'm having fun.
My housemates are moving out today and I have the house to myself. They've moved out a week early. Problem is, all my furniture that I've ordered is arriving next Thursday. So they're taking everything, the fridge, the lounge, the dining table. So I literally have my bed
and that's for a week. I thought giving you the dining table.
No, she reneged on that. $20,
wasn't it? Wasn't that
no,
the deal?
No, she goes, I want to take it now. I was like, okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Well, you did give me some chairs, Crevo. Yeah. So like it actually opens up my options now.
For the table?
To have like buy a table that suits your chairs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You just can go timber now.
Honestly, what would you have sold those nice hardwood timber chairs you gave me?
Probably about $100 for the set.
Not bad.
Yeah, $120.
I'm trying to sell a set at the moment.
I don't know, for $200 on Marketplace.
whatever you can get, man. Want to do that, it's
absolutely
all good.
Absolutely not.
I'm the last person to judge people for reselling stuff.
To be honest, you know you're a fool for passing up that coffee table Crevo offered you. So nice.
Were you offended?
No, not at all. There's more Jade money in my pocket.
Jade was more offended.
Oh, it's a nice coffee table.
Oh, it's lovely, but
you've got an idea in your style mind.
I've got an idea of what I want. Yeah, so, do you know the coffee table that was in that Meghan and Harry interview in the backyard of Gayle King? I want one like that.
I paid that out the other day. It looked cheap.
Yeah, but I don't care what you think when it comes to style because your house is horrific.
No, it's not.
Horrific.
It's not horrific at all. It's very homey. Everyone always comes in my house and says it's very homey and very cozy.
You've got a very different style, though.
No, but Jade's knickknacks, I think, are horrific. The lounge is lovely.
What's wrong with my knickknacks?
Too many.
Isn't that called eclectic?
You're beyond eclectic, though. There's you're borderline
hoarder. I like
hoarder.
The vibe in Jade's house.
Thank you, Crevo.
Yeah, but you're
nice.
A hoarder as well. So, of course, the two of you are going to agree on that.
Hey,
what are you going to be? Minimalist living in a hospital? I'll walk into your house.
Minimalist? No,
I'll be like,
I'm not.
Oh, this is I'm going in for sanitation at a hospital before surgery.
I just think that less is more sometimes. And I think you just overcook everything. My mum's the same.
You know what?
She owes too many trinkets.
I like my trinkets, and that's just where we're different personalities. Exactly. But it's not horrific. But I was going to say, though, it's a gay thing, the whole being neat and simple, isn't it? Have you noticed that?
I'm just trying to think of my gay friends and what their design schemes
Most
are.
Most of them are very, simple, a lot of stuff.
I'm just thinking through the friends I've got and what they're... Oh, no, you know what? I think their taste in...
It's not about their taste.
No, so I'm talking about their taste in decoration, I think is as varied as straight people. Now, I think through the different houses of my gay friends, I think they're different. I think they're not... There's some minimalist and some eclectic.
Jackson has just walked in. I said that I think that Jade's...
No. It's not about my
homewares
house.
And decor is horrific. She has too much.
And then I said, what would you like? And Maddie said, he likes
less
simple,
is more.
Less is more. I said, I believe that's a very gay thing where...
To
be a minimalist. Like most gay people have gone to their houses, they like just very white and...
I'd agree with that. I'm a minimalist. Microphone's gone. Wow. I'm a minimalist.
Yeah.
But your house gives me anxiety because there's clutter. I'm not saying it's bad, but there's a lot going on. Like that little treasure cabinet you've got.
I love that
looks
treasure
good,
cabinet.
But in my house, I'd be wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I'd be scared that there'd be an earthquake and something would fall on me and that'd be my demise.
That's fair. But
it's a very unique fear.
But yeah,
and
but
Jade
would you say
right into
more
it as
gay
well.
People though are minimalists?
Yeah, I don't know because I know a few filth bags as well. Like that.
There's
are gay,
always
going to
be
like
the odd filth bag,
around.
But percentage wise.
To be honest, I don't have that many gay people that are friends. Mm. I think Maddie's my only gay friend.
So I think I know,
guys.
I think it's probably half a dozen
married, which is friends. Oh, guys.
I don't know. Is this my observation?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah,
but I think that's from a lot of movies and stuff,
well,
too.
Well, that's a different thing. You're just... that's if you're stereotyping based on movies, you'll get different feedback.
I'm not trying to pigeonhole anyone. It's just from what I've gathered.
You know what?
Yeah, I did.
You know what? This is the first time in like the current era that I've decorated my own house. Mm. It's been a while. Like the last time I had my own apartment was
Darwin.
Darwin.
No, I shared in Darwin. I didn't have my own place.
Well, never.
No. Well,
King's Cross.
I have. It would have been in Sydney. King's Cross. Yeah.
Would have been minimalist too.
Minimalist as well, but like it was furnished, that place. So prior to that, it was when I was in a relationship, and yeah, like it was nice, but like minimalist. So yeah, I'll keep it real. But it's up. Times have updated since 2012.
But you say that, but you like pine, which I find really interesting.
What? Why? Because my bed sets, yeah, pine. But it's not like the cheap white pine. It's hard mahogany hardwood.
Oh, okay.
I think it looks good.
I don't know. I've got to see it.
It's got like these rustic like metal handles on it. It's not like full red mahogany. It's like this really nice,
in between,
like an ash brown.
I just can't wait to see Bachelor Maddie.
Like, yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be very interesting.
But what my initial point was before we went on this tangent was I'm living in a house with no furniture for a week. So we'll see how that goes.
You'll
I'm going to go
fine.
Crazy.
No, I
and
like
they
it.
They fucking took the internet as well. They fucking took the internet.
So you have to set up a new internet now.
It's coming next week.
Oh,
everything's next week.
Is it just a modem issue then? No,
well,
they've taken the connection.
Disconnect
with
the connection, and
oh,
then
that's
take
a real
it.
Pain.
Oh.
Did they take the bar stools as well?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
They took everything. That's all right though. I don't like need anything left. Like I'd prefer to have my own stuff.
Start from the start.
Yeah.
Did they take the fruit bowl?
Yes. They took everything. No, they left some old crockery.
Oh, that you'd probably.
No, okay, it'll put it in the middle cupboard that you know, it's like the overflow cutlery. So when if you have extra people over, you've got like...
Do you have plates and stuff?
I have some, but I'm going to buy some more.
Right.
I need to go in a big shop.
Yay.
Jade will take it.
Well, no, I want to do an IKEA day.
He wants to go to IKEA.
Oh, yeah. IKEA is pretty cheap.
The only thing is with IKEA, yeah, it's cheap shit, but...
No, it's quality though.
It is good. Like, it's not terrible.
I don't like IKEA stuff.
Like, you can get really nice cocktail tumblers, like, with nice sort of designed glass for $5 each.
Do you know what people...
You go to Meijer or David Jones, like, $50 a set.
Do you know what, though? IKEA, sometimes people say it's cheap, 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 cheap. It's not.
Well, it is.
Cajun, some things.
Nah.
It depends what you're getting.
Homewares are cheap.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to buy a whole... If you're buying things off them that they originally intended their business for, like extra storage areas, like, that's what IKEA originally was, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very expensive. But if you buy knickknacks, very cheap.
Where... Have you ever bought an IKEA kitchen or anything like that?
A whole kitchen?
Like, a whole kitchen?
No, I've only done one kitchen.
They sell kitchens.
I know, but I've never... Yeah, they do full... whole kitchen. Like, laundries and bedrooms and stuff. And
wow.
I've never met anyone who's actually gotten a full room done as an IKEA
like
room.
Like, buying all the cabinets
for
the
kitchen.
Yeah,
like, because you can walk through IKEA and then you've got, like, the kitchen, the bedroom, the laundry, and you can say, I want this.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone who I've gone into their house and said, oh, this is our IKEA kitchen.
I think I lived in a house that was an IKEA kitchen, actually.
Functional?
Yeah, it was good. It was.
That's what I want to know. Like,
it was
if
a
it's
massive.
Worth it.
It was a massive open space though, so they could just fit the cabinets wherever.
Yeah.
Because everything's like a pre size, so you have to be able to fit that and make
true.
It work. Jeez, we've gone down a different path for this.
Very
chat,
different
haven't we?
For us.
Yeah.
You don't normally get interior design
Actually,
chat.
Very grown up.
Speaking of interior design and just general homewares and blah blah blah. I went to the show on the weekend and, you know, I love it when you go through all, like, the booths and stuff and the people are there handing out, you know, pamphlets for different things.
Yeah.
I saw the Costco stand. Wow. So I went over and I got the Costco catalog, and it's coming out. Oh, well, they're opening the new Costco here in Newcastle down at Boolaroo. Near like Macquarie, they're aiming for August.
You're a sucker for like good marketing, like me. Like,
I'm not going to that.
Oh, it's so good. No, Costco's great, and you will, because I buy
Jade's fridges, ma'am.
Really good. Yeah, no, you know why I like going there for? The bulk toilet paper, the bulk paper towel, the bulk laundry powder, fabric
Those
softener.
Those things don't interest me. I don't want to store all that
and
junk.
I want a giant
kibble.
Tin of mayonnaise.
Yeah. We can
and
go.
Actually, now I think that. No, I don't want
yes,
a giant tin
do.
Of mayonnaise
Holy.
Because it'll turn bad.
You love
Jade
it.
Is going to convince you.
You're
I can
come
see
with
this
me.
Now. Jade will convince you to go to Costco. You'll end up going there and you'll go, where did my $480
go? You'll love
go?
It. You'll love it. It's so good. But those True. Things, I like buying in bulk. Cause
I can see it now. The two of you off on a shopping trip. To Costco.
Oh, I have no interest in Costco.
Yeah, you will. There's only one thing that annoys me. You know when you've got to constantly fill your car up with fuel? It's like
a fuel tank from Costco.
Yeah, but I hate it. It's a pain. Like when you've got to fill your tank up with fuel. So like it's one of the things I don't like to stop for. Well, I don't like having to go to the shops and buy fabric softener.
How strange.
And
you're a weirdo.
And washing powder
out.
And stuff. So I would rather
Doesn't
buy it in
bulk. Your
husband
make you buy the toilet paper because he gets too embarrassed?
Yeah, he doesn't like to carry it.
What does he think people are going to say? Oh, you must shit.
That you constantly use in one big kit and then I don't have to worry about it for 6 months.
I've never thought about that.
I
never worried about it.
Having to carry
your like
groceries.
I like shopping for toilet paper.
Nah. Horrible.
Honestly, like looking at the different brands, where they come from, like
if you're
how
thrilled by this, I'm amazed.
Well, I like looking for Australian made. I don't mind doing that when I
okay,
shop.
Okay, Lady Dick Smith.
I do. If I can, I will.
Lady Dick.
Right. That's for our overseas listeners. Dick Smith is an Aussie entrepreneur.
Would you bang Dick Smith?
Very rich, millionaire.
Is
Pilot,
he really, though?
Oh, he's very rich.
Pilot.
I have seen him. He's a bit quirky, isn't he?
Well, he's, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
Still has the thick glasses.
Well, let's think Smith net worth.
I don't know. I'm unsure. I'm on the fence with Dickie.
Oh, guess how much he is.
Okay, 80 million.
I thought more in the 50 million.
Okay, get ready.
Yeah.
His income fell from 400 million to now 65 mil.
Shit.
Bad investments.
Is that his net worth now?
Yeah.
65 million.
Yeah. Jeez. Still not anything to
snivel at, but he's wasted a lot of money. He used to love to fly.
Yeah, the hot air balloon. He was the first to go across Australia in a hot air balloon.
There he is. Distinguished Aussie mite.
No.
Nobody wanted that.
I couldn't go
Aussie
there.
Aussie mite sent him broke.
Yeah.
I couldn't go there.
As if you couldn't. You want to bang Alice Cooper.
Yeah. You know what? Him trying to bring out all his own Australian made products, I think just he couldn't cut it in the market.
So here you are, only 30 seconds ago. I only buy Australian. And then I show you a picture of Dick Smith.
Let's face it.
And you're off it.
Vegemite is a lot better than his shitty Marmite.
Aussie mite.
It was second rate Aussie mite.
He looks like somebody who's retired from being like third in charge in an IT business.
Nah, he's just like your typical looking Aussie, isn't he? He's just a real Aussie at the bolo kind of guy.
I've just found an advertisement that he's done for his official Facebook page. Picture of him with some text on the side. Dick Smith's official Facebook page in quotations, saying it how it is. With over 3 million views, my videos are becoming very popular. Watch them here and share them with your friends. DickSmithFairGo.com.au.
I will give Dick Smith one good compliment. Wow. I think it was Current Affair, one of those shows, Today Tonight. They were interviewing him. And you know what he does do? He has invested a lot of his money into building accommodation for those who can't afford it.
Oh, that's
so
very nice.
The elderly. And there's like a waiting list. So he's built his own sort of complex And I don't know what you have to do to get in.
But you're given a good red hot crack.
But you're yeah, but no. But you can apply. And he was like, for people in need, or it was mainly, I think, the elderly who couldn't afford, he didn't have family. And but he built homes free and they could, no rent.
Wow. That's nice.
They just had to pay for utilities and stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I thought that was really nice of him. Still wouldn't bang him for it, though.
Dick, I'm just a humble radio announcer. No, you'd put your old lady voice on.
Hello, Dick, darling. Hello, Dickie, darling. Let me take my teeth out. Come here, Dickie. Ooh, give me a free house.
Hey, hold on. Where's your fly?
Enjoy the podcast.
What are you talking about? I wasn't even talking about that. I just thought it's easier kissing without teeth. Anyway, enjoy.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Patty, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I'm not going to obviously go and bang my cousin.
Oh. The only thing you said was stopping her is because you're happily married. If you got married, you wouldn't have to change your last name.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Feeling great.
The full set is back.
It's good to have you back, man. How are you feeling?
Yeah, okay. I had my grandma's funeral yesterday up in Taree. Oh, my God. They're such emotional days, aren't they?
Yeah. Very draining. And physically you feel tired, even though maybe it wasn't a physical day because the emotion is taken out of you.
Yeah, so it's,
I hadn't cried up until the funeral. Mm. And then yesterday, oh, my God.
It unlocks it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Do you know, of all songs they played during the photo montage, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, could there be any, like, other song that they could have picked?
Yeah, you'd be blubbering
that gets
this.
You in the feels every time.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
It's always hard. I was saying to Maddie yesterday on the phone, it's so, you're always in two places when it comes to funerals and choosing songs because you can't help but go the sad song, but at the same time you can't, sort of taboo, isn't it, to play something
so sad, especially
uplifting, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think I want my favourite song played if it was me.
Yeah.
Like, play some Lady Gaga, but I guess that's still difference in generations there.
Well, I did the eulogy, and let me tell you, that was probably the most nervous I've been in my entire life because everyone's there in the chapel looking at you.
Mm.
Awkward sounding microphones. Mm. It's just all weird. Anyway,
you
moving
got through
on.
It though, all right?
Yeah. I went well, I think.
Yeah, because when my grandma passed away, I couldn't get through it.
Really?
Like, well, like I had to have a break.
Oh.
And it's just like, that's no good.
And do you know what's so confronting? Mm. The body's just there. Like you look at the box and you think, there she is, just in there. And can I just say before we move on, no more funeral chatter, it's depressing.
Yeah.
But I, like, when I, like, left the chapel, right, I, like, kissed my hand and then, like, put it on the box.
Yeah.
And the funeral lady looked at me like I was running off with the coffin. It's like, if I want to say goodbye to my grandmother, I will, okay?
You can't be judged for that.
Get out. Anyway, there we go. Lads versus lasses up next, guys.
That it is. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Lads currently on 19, lasses on 16, clawing our way ahead. Up for grabs this week, a double pass to the first night's game of the season. You want your hands on these tickets.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game, and this week we have double passes to the Knights versus Bulldogs. First game of the season, very exciting. If you want to get your hands on these, we are still looking for a lass, 13-10-09, if you'd like to defend yourself.
Come on, girls, we've got this.
Let's go to our lad this morning. His name is Maddie from Noraville, 37, traffic controller. He's a brand new dad, guys. Aww. Welcome to baby boy. Congrats. Into the world 1 month ago. He considers himself incredibly laid back. Loves a good surf. His favourite spot is Box Beach. Hello, Maddie. How are you?
Hey guys. How's it going?
Yeah, really good. Congratulations on your baby boy. What's his name?
Buster.
Buster!
Matt, you didn't.
I did.
You called your son Buster. Is it a nickname or his actual name?
That's his actual name.
Oh, love it. Maddie!
Buster Ashman. Oh.
I like that.
What's the reaction been like? I mean, I'm not having a go, but kind of am.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really care.
It's I think it's a cool name. Like Buster Rhymes.
That's it.
Is it B-U-S-T-A or B-U-S-T-E-R?
E-R.
Yeah, nice.
I reckon it's cool.
Yeah.
Maddie's in shock over here. I don't know why.
No. I think it's just because it's different. Do you know what? I've never met another person called Buster.
I think
so
it's
that's one of a kind.
Isn't it an old-fashioned name, Buster?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, old-fashioned call me name.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. I was doing a quick Google. All right, man. Well, let's hope we can win you guys some tickets.
Question number one for you. Clarins Paris is a company that makes what? Multiple choice. A, luxury hats, B, beauty products, or C, hair care?
Hair care?
Hair care is incorrect. They make beauty products. Question number two. True or false? Jessica Mowboy won Australian Idol.
True.
Incorrect. She came second. Come on, man. We've got this. Number three. How many Sex and the City movies are there?
Two.
Two is correct. One on the board.
Good work, man. Awesome. Sounded a bit like a guess, but that's what you got to do sometimes, right?
Hold the line, Matty. Won't be a sec, man.
Alrighty, we're jumping to Mel from Maitland. She has a sense of humour that makes her unique. Her home is a favourite place on earth, and she ran into a pole perving once. That would have been a little bit awkward, Mel.
Yeah, it wasn't too good.
Was it
a lump after that? But yeah.
Oh, was it a street pole, like a stop sign, or?
Yeah, it was actually a no stopping sign.
Who were you perving at, Mel?
Oh, some chick when I was walking down the stoplight one day.
Naughty girl.
Yeah, nice.
I do that all the time.
Like bump almost, into poles.
Or like almost.
They're just
like
jumping out in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, look, what can you do? All right, let's do this.
It's a nice compliment. All right, here we go.
Jade loves getting perved on.
I think it's nice. But anyway, your first question, which TV type is better for showing darker
colours?
Darker colours. Is it OLED or LED?
OLED?
That correct. Is correct.
Oof, one on the board.
Apparently, it's better, so it can completely turn the pixel off.
All right, you
so
need
completely black.
One more to walk away with the win today.
Okay, which of the following is bigger? Which of the following is bigger cabin on a Hilux ute? Is it an extra cab or a dual cab?
Dual cab.
Correct. You win.
Well done.
Jade needs to readjust her glasses, it seems.
No, I don't think it's my glasses. They sounded weird. Which of the following is a bigger cabin on a Hilux ute? Actually, no. I just had to say it quicker.
Congratulations, Mel. Off to the Knights versus the Doggies this Friday night. Guys, coming up next, Jade got in touch with me yesterday and she's got a surprise for you. It's almost like a report card because you were on the buttons yesterday.
Oh, good.
So we've compiled all of the mistakes that you made.
Oh, this
because
will be funny.
As you guys always like to say to me, it's so easy, Maddie.
You know
Let's
what I
have
did
a
like?
Look.
You know what I did like?
What?
The new phone system.
Well, I heard Lads versus Lasses wasn't on the air yesterday.
Well,
what happened there? That's report card number one.
Yeah, not me. Not my fault. I wasn't pressing the
Look
button.
Look at you. You threw him in it like no tomorrow. Yeah. You're Jade. Shame.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yesterday I was away and that meant that one of you two had to step up to the plate, come on over to the other side and get to work and push the buttons of the show. Because one thing that I will say about the pair of you, both pretty useless when it comes to pushing the buttons. You like
definitely.
To say that it's so easy, Jackson, don't they? All the time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I did have a little listen to the show yesterday.
You couldn't resist.
Because, Crevo, you jumped behind. Jade said she was too sore from multiple sports games.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And we do have a package here of all your mistakes.
Oh,
now,
good.
I haven't heard all of them, but I thought, look, let's do the report card here live on the air.
Excellent.
This was Crevo panelling the show yesterday.
Aussies should break away from the monarchy. Good morning.
Oh, hey, hang on a second.
That's
Let's
okay.
See. Here's that phone issue that we were talking about. Hey, Taylor.
Hello, Taylor.
Taylor. I don't think Taylor can hear us. Maybe. Maybe not.
Should be able to. I can't see why not.
Is it on two? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, everything's right. Taylor, you there?
Taylor's dropped out.
Taylor's gone. news with Maddie up next here at New FM.
Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you and here. Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you.
Because apparently he's having a real hot crack at coming to Newcastle for speaking stuff. And I don't think that's right. We'll get in it after the news with Maddie here at New FM.
It's
still going. 41 seconds to go.
Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you.
Sorry, mic's on. That'll help. 14:10 We'll do it next after the fighter, Keith Urban, here at New FM. Let's try for Taylor again. Hey, Taylor. I don't know why. Everything looks right to me. I can hear Taylor, but I don't think Taylor can hear us.
It's probably not you.
It could be.
It might be.
It might well be.
And it's -35 today in Chernobyl. Oh, my gosh, Crevo.
Yeah, a bit of a catastrophe.
You can't be that bad.
Yeah, well, so I
have a theory.
Oh, yes.
You just do it like that so you never get asked again and you never have to do it.
No. So
I think he was genuinely trying.
I was trying. So I took a video of how to use the phones with your instructions.
Yeah.
And I looked back on it and you'd left out the key bit of information, which was to press that number 2 button.
So it's Maddie's fault.
No, it's not Maddie's fault. I should have just known.
The fader.
No.
On
so
the desk.
The mics needed to be on 1 and 2.
Well, no, but
that's just
saying...
a general. You didn't ask me how to set the desk up. You asked me how to use the phone.
Yeah, I know, but I just needed to press that button. That was what was missing.
And can I just say one observation I did hear? If you live out at the bay, your weather was well and truly covered yesterday. 26 at the bay today.
I know Jade likes to hear about the weather at the bay.
Oh, you did it for me.
Yeah, of course I did.
Just 20 times. Look, thank you, Crevo. Of course, what's going to happen now is I'm going to screw up everything because I've made an example of Crevo. Maybe you do it next time, Jade.
I will.
Yeah, I think
and
you should.
And we'll compare.
Well, look, I'll try and not have a day off again.
No, you can. It's fine.
New FM. Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Makes the world
so, guys, we're talking animals attacking up next. If you've got a story, feel free to join the show, 131009. We're keeping it real light and real broad this morning, so any kind of an animal attacking you.
Real light and real broad.
Exactly. This is a great bit of audio that Jade tracked down yesterday of a bunch of ladies in a car when a big old spider jumps up on the roof and starts going at people.
Oh, it was huge.
Stop screaming.
Bella, open your window.
Oh, my God.
Chantal, you're going to have to hit it outside.
No, I can't. Stop. Shut up. Oh.
Oh, it's going to hit it.
Shut up.
Oh, no, God, let him pull his legs.
What do we do, guys?
Hit it outside. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You get the idea.
It was, in all fairness, that spider was huge. We're not talking like a little mini jumping spider that they say is good luck on your shoulder. This was a mammoth.
Imagine something sort of fat and the size of your fist.
It was scary looking.
I wouldn't have reacted like that, but I can imagine.
I would have.
There's a certain group of people that do react like that, and you know these things happen.
That's so scary.
So it could be a spider. It could be a snake.
Is your partner any like that?
Not like that, but she doesn't like spiders.
Yeah, right.
To be fair.
Oh dear.
Or moths, weirdly.
Really? That's just what I wanted to hear at 6:36 a.m.
131009, When animals attack, it could be a snake, etc. We'll take all types.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
When did the animal attack?
Yeah, this is all after some amazing footage has surfaced of a bunch of ladies basically melting down in a small car. Imagine like a Nissan Micra or something like that.
We're not listening to it again, just letting you know.
It was so scary. That spider was as big as a huntsman, but it had this weird big hump on its back. Which
it was a big fat spider.
It was as if it had like 1,000 baby spiders inside it and was about to explode.
It probably did.
Yeah.
But there's still, you can still relax a bit. You know, after hearing that audio, it was a bit full on. I've got to say that. But that's the sort of thing we're after when animals attack.
All right, we're going to the phones.
Benny. Hey, Benny.
Hey, guys. Good. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So, when did the animal attack and what happened?
Yeah, so when I was about 18 years old, I was out snorkeling in Fiji.
Yeah.
I ended up locking eyes with this beautiful body fish. And it must have been like a good solid couple of minutes, like he's just fascinated by it. So I'm just kind of floating there, you know, staring into his eyes and stuff, and my legs are just kind of like kind of just going down.
Yeah.
And I kind of like kicked up a little bit just to, you know, so I'm floating just kind of flat. And
jeez.
Then the fish thought I was attacking it and it started biting and attacking my leg.
Oh my god!
Was it painful?
For your leg?
I don't really remember feeling anything, but I kind of like freaked out. Like, God, get away from me!
Fish. I hate fish. That's my biggest one. Well, I've got a lot of fears, but that's my biggest fear in the ocean is like after
by
a shark
fish.
Or after a big animal. Yeah, getting attacked by a fish.
That's stupid. Okay. So the adrenaline must have kicked in, hey Benny, if you couldn't feel it.
It must have.
Thanks, Benny.
That's really cool. Thanks for your story.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, when did the animal attack?
A couple of years ago, I was walking up to pick my son up from school with our dog, and I could see these two look like pit bull kind of dogs roaming the streets unattended and untethered, and so I picked my dog up and moved out of the way, and then they locked eyes with my dog and they started attacking us, so I had to pull my dog, lift him up above my head.
Yeah.
And they were jumping all over me, pulling my hair, scratching my body.
Oh, my God.
Just trying to get to my dog. And, I'm standing on the side of the road screaming for help because I couldn't do anything. Eventually someone pulled over and went to throw my dog in their car just for them to stop attacking.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, how horrific. What an ordeal. That was very traumatizing. So were you okay?
I was. I had scratches and bruising all over my body because they were they weren't attacking me. They were just trying to get to my dog.
Yeah.
It was very. It was very. I mean, I always give all those breeds the benefit of the doubt, but I found it very hard to do that since that attack.
After that one, hey, just one more quick question: are you afraid of fish?
No,
I didn't think so.
Do you know what? I love how you just said, two pit bulls, like, patrolling the streets almost. Like, pit bulls are really the gang members of the dog world. They're just walking around the streets looking for trouble.
That's why it's always good to walk with
Thanks,
a stick.
Joe.
No, well, like, if a dog's...
Is it now?
I always think, you know...
Now, more ridiculous, Creevo, walking around with a stick or being scared of a vicious fish?
They're equal.
No.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
A confession from Sam Armitage. I've got some audio as she departs Sunrise. Also, too, how Kris Jenner made Khloe Kardashian, one of the Kardashians, scared of sex.
Oh, lovely.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
It is What's the Gossip Time with producer Jackson, and there's always a scandal going on in that Kardashian family.
Yeah, look, Khloe and Courtney have sat down for an interview with Sarah Hyland, who used to be on Modern Family. She's now doing this internet talk show. Anyway, they've opened up about how they were taught about sex and what the birds and the bees chat was like with Kris Jenner. How do you think that would have gone?
Awkwardly.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very awkward.
Let me manage you.
We were always told, like, you don't have sex until you're married. It wasn't even, like, an option.
My parents scared shit out of me and would show me, like, this is herpes, and would show me photos of, like, I remember my mom, oh my God, I had to look at all these visuals, and if I had sex, this is what was going to happen to me. And so I was so afraid.
Could you imagine that at 14, 13?
You know, yeah.
I mean, that's an extreme tactic.
Yeah, it is.
Good, though. Like, I think it's important.
I can see you doing that with your child, Jay.
Yeah, I probably will, just to be honest. Because, no, it's important. Because I went to a Catholic school.
That explains
it. Yeah, but, like, we did a little bit of sex education, but it was one day and everyone was laughing. It wasn't even a day. It was, like, half an hour.
Are you serious? Catholic schools don't...
Well, I don't know if it's changed now, but it was honestly probably maybe an hour lesson, but I remember it as half an hour. Yeah. And it was very sort of basic. Like, they didn't go into depth or anything like that. So I think it's important to, and especially STDs.
Yeah.
Like, or STIs, whatever they want to call it these days.
Yeah.
But
wow,
get the education out there.
Tactics in the Jenner/Kardashian
yeah,
household.
That's a bit full on, a big slideshow on the projector. I don't know if that's the right thing.
I was watching a TV show the other day and they were going on about how, like, he didn't want his daughter to have a boyfriend and she was like 17 and everyone's like, that's so extreme, he's so angry about this, and I was like, yeah, so extreme, and I thought, when I have a daughter, it's going to be worse.
Do you think though, Jackson, that's why Kim Kardashian had that 72-hour marriage? Do you think she was like, oh my God, I just can't hold it in anymore?
Maybe. I don't know. She's also got that very interesting tape out there that I've never seen.
Yeah.
I mean, how much did that talk work, really? Let's ask Ray J.
That's a good question.
Hey, she's only human.
Yeah, that's true.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, well, you need to make it safe.
The things I'd do to be famous. Anyway, moving on to Sam Armitage. So she's leaving Sunrise. Have you heard the little voicemails that they're doing for her?
No.
Mel Doyle left one.
Bye, Felicia!
No, I'm just joking. But she has made a little bit of a admission about her first day on the set of Sunrise.
I wasn't drunk. But I was hungover. Because I'd finished Weekend Sunrise the day before.
And
then a whole group, they had a farewell for me down at Bondi.
Mm.
And got led astray by our boss. I fronted up and I looked fresh.
You've never known that
for 8 years.
And things haven't changed.
Oh, Koshy with his sly little dig at the end. You know what? I wish Sam Armitage would stay and they just replace Koshy with that paperclip that used to help you on the original Word.
So, have more personality at least.
Koshy is actually on a short-term contract moving forward. So I think you'll find that there's going to be a whole refresh of Sunrise. I hear that the Today Show are pouncing, though.
What do you mean pouncing?
Like a full, like, cash giveaway marketing campaign. I mean, I read an article last night on this. Breakfast television rarely changes. So this will be, like, today's big chance maybe for the next 5 to 10 years to
get ahead of Sunrise. If they get this right, this is a big opportunity, like, cash-wise for them.
I love the Today Show.
Oh, do you know what? I have such a crush on Ali Langdon.
No, me too.
Yeah, there's something about her.
Like, she's actually, like, the less mumsy version of Sam Armitage.
Yeah, she
reminds... Do you know what I mean? Mm.
This is my thing with her, right? She's got a sense of humour. She's very wholesome, but also, too, I feel like she'd beat me in a fight, which is, like, three things that I just love.
That's what Jackson looks for in a woman.
I love how you admit to that.
New FM. Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome!
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
my little white ass out there.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women? Oh, yeah, we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Yeah, why, Jade?
Good on him. Having like that. A little bit of action in a car.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
So up next, guys, we are talking nightmare tenants / have you ever dealt with a squatter? Now, this will make sense in a minute, but essentially...
Like the Jade's type of squatting?
No, no, or? No. We're talking about, like, people moving into your building.
I see.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so this is all after... This story came out about these people that have an Airbnb, right? And this lady came to stay at it as a guest. She now refuses to leave. She's basically squatting in this place and she's causing all sorts of trouble because it's actually quite hard to get rid of people sometimes in certain situations because sometimes the law is sort of on your side to not leave a place.
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
So this was in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a real problem.
I've heard of this happening a lot. A lot of people will move in and if they're nightmare tenants, can be so hard to kick them out. Because the government doesn't want them being homeless and on the streets, obviously, you know.
It's a tricky situation.
It is very tricky, but if they're trashing your house, you don't want them there.
Do you know what? Can't you hire somebody to just remove them?
No.
It can be hard sometimes.
It's very hard. It's a tricky one, the law with rentals and stuff like that.
Hey, Jade, can I stay in your spare room? Go on holidays?
Just
give me
for the weekend.
Stop. Give me the keys.
Just for a couple of days. 13:10:09. I don't know if we'll get a squatter because I think that sort of story is kind of rare. But have you had a nightmare tenant or maybe like your parents have a rental property or something and they're dealing with it?
Yeah.
I would love to speak to a squatter.
Yeah, me
my
too.
Dream caller. Oh. If you're a squatter, we'll hook you up with a prize.
And it can
like,
be
we'll find
anonymous.
One.
Anonymous.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
We're talking nightmare tenants, guys.
Yeah, that's right. This is all after a guest at an Airbnb here in Australia is refusing to leave. And basically, the host really doesn't have power to get rid of them or they're struggling to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially this like 60-something-year-old lady who is just being a total nightmare.
How dare she?
And won't leave the property.
That's people my think they are.
Biggest fear if I ever had to rent my home out.
Is the people wouldn't leave?
Yeah.
If you needed them to?
I'd be profiling all the real estate agents, making sure that they have a record of like, I want them to take pictures whenever they, what's that when they go in, do an inspection. Email them to
we
me.
We need to talk about this. You just popped out of the room, come back in, and you were, like, quoting squatting laws. So this is something you've thought about, Jade, it seems, huh?
Yeah, well, it's in the law. I have thought about it, but...
Does anybody on this team know a single squatter's law? Because I don't.
I have heard about them. Like, if you're in a house for 10 years
hearsay,
or more,
I mean...
It's 12 years, but 15 in South Australia and Victoria.
Jade's investigated all the states looking for some cheeky loopholes.
It's just scary because I've thought about it. Like, if you find a property and you go in there, because you've got to
there's
live
there's a real nice house. Ooh.
Yeah, but, like, you can
like
do
like
it up.
Home.
Just cease to state anyone.
There's this beautiful little church, actually, on the way out to the bay. And it's right on the road on the left-hand side. And it's been abandoned. It's been empty for years. And I always look at it and I think to myself, if you just started squatting in it, you know, and you did it up, you could have it.
Yeah. Your grandma, she owned a farm, right?
Yeah.
She had some problems with squatters?
It wasn't there. It was actually, she had a terrace house in Sydney back in the day.
Yeah.
As a like an investment property, and the area of Sydney was very rough when she bought into it, right?
Mm.
And when she first got there, it was tenanted, and she had to like she asked them to leave, and they refused to. Turns out that they were ladies of the night,
ooh,
and they wouldn't go out, so she had to go in with a wad full of cash stuffed down her bra.
Here you go,
and bribe them to get out.
No.
She's like, if you leave today, I'll give you this. And they left. They took it.
What
and left.
A badass granny!
It was a wild time and a wild part of Sydney.
Let's go to Jenny. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Good morning, Groovers.
Hello, hey, Jenny Craig. Were you a squatter, Jenny Craig, or do you have a nightmare tenant story for us?
I can tell you a story about one. It wasn't me, though, personally. So I have a friend who owns various properties all over Sydney and Central Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this particular property was two houses on the one block. So they lived out the back and the tenant was at the front. And there was an issue, right? There was an issue late at night and the tenant knocked on this person's house, the friend that owns it. And my friend was watching scary movies at the time, so when they knocked on the door, he freaked out anyway, right?
Yeah.
Then when he went to look at the tenant's issue, which was about electricity, lights flickering and all that kind of crap, he didn't realise that the tenant that wanted his help was sleepwalking.
Oh, so it turned up at his property at the back and...
Yep, was forgetting to help somebody. And this tenant had knives and scissors down his pants and started pulling them out crazy. And my poor friend just ran screaming, didn't know what was happening. And then, it was just... I suppose you have to be there, but geez, I would have loved to see
that. That is a nightmare tenant, if I've ever heard one.
If they're turning up with a big old knife down your pants, it's never a good
thing. Very risky. Very risky. Well, What's he doing?
Especially in sleepwear, things can be a bit looser and freer, if you know that.
Hey, Luke, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Tell us, do you have a squatter story or a nightmare tenant story for us?
But they were nightmare tenants who tried to squat.
Really? Oh, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I had a house in Brizzy, Paddington, and there's only three of them, but they broke every light bulb in the house. They wouldn't get out. So when they tried to pull all the electrical cards on it, we sort of come through a few mates at night, and they moved.
Now, Luke,
put matters into your own hands.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about these squatters.
Paddington's a really nice area in Brisbane,
What were their ages and what did they look like?
They were all uni students.
Yeah.
And they all knew their rights, but they forgot the wheel came from the country and
Things work a little different out in the country.
Also, of all things to break, why would you break the light bulbs?
Oh, no, even the ones in the freaking oven.
Like, why?
That's
odd. Oh, actually.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Let's just leave it right there, shall we?
Oh, thanks, man, Luke. I'm sorry, but I'm glad you got your house. That's good. You
got your house back.
In Paddington.
Yeah, it's a nice spot.
Yeah, good stuff. Love to load it up next, Jade.
Yeah, and I want to get your thoughts on the daily topics, guys. This one revolves around the FBI and gold. So, and a civil war, actually. It's got everything. Oh. It's got war, gold, the FBI.
Can I hazard a guess that this may be a treasure hunting story?
Maybe. Some digging does go on, but it's a fascinating story of the FBI and what they've been up to.
We're not going to, badge this as a normal Love It or Loathe It today. What we're going to do next is this is a Jade's edition Love It or Loathe It, because if you...
Love It or Loathe
gold
It.
Gold digging's not a Love It or Loathe It, Jade.
This is New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love It or Loathe It. Loathe It.
All right, this is a special edition today, Jade's edition. This is where I get the guys' thoughts on the daily topics.
So and really, you're going to steer it into your own story.
Correct. Here, there's only one rule, there's no fence sitting. So, guys, I want to get your thoughts on the FBI. Do you love them or loathe them?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I think.
Love it. I like the show.
No, the FBI, like the actual...
organization.
Yeah, the organization.
Great.
Excellent.
Love it. Catching terrorists. Great.
I've never met Always any fantastic. Or interacted with them ever in my life.
Yeah, true. Neither have I. So only from the TV shows, and they seem to do a good job. So the FBI has been looking for gold at a Pennsylvania dig site. This is fascinating. So emails have been released because apparently they've been looking for Civil War era gold, possibly tons of it, when they excavated remote woodland.
Sorry, what?
when they were searching a remote woodland site in Pennsylvania 3 years ago this month. So it was kept under wraps because they didn't want people to know about it. And then they've, you know, sometimes I release little bits of information. But how fascinating.
So did they find the gold?
No, they haven't found the gold.
So what this should have been, I'm sorry, love it or loathe it, colonial treasure hunts.
Three,
love
two,
it or loathe
one,
it.
Go!
Loathe it.
Terrible.
Really? I think it's fascinating. Imagine coming across, they're saying...
No, coming across zero gold.
No,
let's stop this for one sec. I'm sorry. Maddie from the newsroom, tell me, I'm going to do a quick snap poll around the team. Do you find this story interesting?
No, that's
okay. Thank you.
It's okay to say no. You can be honest.
You don't like. Yeah, you can. I don't take it personally.
I like treasure hunting stories. Great, cool. Just not really fussed about.
But this is a treasure hunt.
Yeah, just not fussed about like the context of it, though. You know, if it was in like you know, England or like Egypt or something, I'd be on board. But
yeah.
Do you have something against Pennsylvania?
What happened to not taking it personally, Jane? You just said I won't take it personally.
Just speak.
Jackson,
for a minute.
Do you find this story interesting?
Bye, Felicia.
Can I just finish the sentence?
Finish it.
Okay, good. So on March 13th, 2018, listen up, treasure hunters, because treasure hunters actually helped lead the FBI to Dent's Run, which is about 220 kilometres northeast of Pittsburgh, where legend has it that an 1863 shipment of Union gold was either lost or stolen on its way to the US. So, it's pretty cool stuff.
So another,
it's out there.
Another place with zero gold that's turned up.
Why don't you take some annual leave, Dom?
What do you mean?
I'm off to Pennsylvania, guys.
I just reckon it'd be so cool. Imagine that. I would actually take a holiday where you went on specific treasure hunts. It's like that movie City
Slickers.
It's
a great business idea.
It'd be great. Even if it's fake. Like just fool's gold. If I came across fool's gold, I'd be so excited.
You're very easily pleased.
I am.
I think we can organise that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes
the
world
go? Oh, the footy's back, guys. Of course, the first home game of the year this Friday night, the Knights taking on the Doggies. And a new FM institution is, of course, the new FM Knights kid.
That's right.
It's back.
It's a legend as old as time.
Well, with COVID last year, we didn't get to do it. We're so happy this is back because it's such a fantastic experience for the little ones. So they get to run the match ball onto the field in front of the players with a packed McDonald Jones Stadium crowd. Like, it's pretty cool.
It's a real thrill for a kid. If you're into the footy, the kids are into the footy, this is something that you definitely want them to have a go at.
Money can't buy. You can enter your kids at newfm.com.au. We're going to meet our very first New FM Knights kid and their parents right here next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
105.3 New FM. Official radio station of the Newcastle Knights.
Oh, my God. This is an institution here in Newcastle and here at New FM. newfm.com.au if you'd like to enter your child to lead our Knights into battle each home game. It's fantastic. They run on with the game ball in front of a packed crowd. The players are there. It's a dream come true. Money can't buy experience.
Alrighty.
Real thrill.
So we're going to meet our first little Knights kid right now. I believe we've got Mum on the phone. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so have you broken the news to Hayden, your son, that he's running the game ball out yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
you ruined the surprise, Michelle.
Oh, what are you doing? What was his reaction?
He was more, oh my God, I've got to go on the radio.
Oh, bless him.
I love that he's more excited about that.
But a bit nervous about going on radio this morning.
Okay, so who's his favourite player?
Caelan Ponga.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Every little kid's hero at the moment. Is it possible to chat to Hayden?
Yeah, I'll put him on.
Okay.
Hey, Hayden, how you going?
Good.
That's the way. You're excited about the big game on Friday?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
So, Hayden, what do you think the score's going to be? Do you think the Knights are going to win 22
to...
They're
going to flog them.
They're going to flog them.
Now, of course, Hayden, Kalen Ponga's not playing this game because he's injured. So, who's your favourite after Kalen Ponga?
Probably Pierce.
Yeah, Mitchell Pierce is cool.
Yeah, wow. This is going to be good. So, Hayden, on Friday, you're going to go behind the scenes into the tunnels underneath the stadium. You're going to run out on the field. The whole stadium's filled with people, and you'll do it all in front of the players. How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your friends are going to be so jealous at school.
Probably.
I think he's a bit, nervous.
Well, thanks, guys. Congratulations. NewFM.com.au. And we'll have another one next home game, which is great.
Yeah, it is. If you make sure you nominate your kids, because they'll never forget an experience like this.
Tickets are still on sale, guys, for the game at Ticketmaster. Or you can win them here at NewFM.
NewFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto. All right, it's time to give a red hot crack at giving away $475. All you need is a birthday to play. This is so easy. We've drawn out the month of February.
Okay.
So if you're born that month, this is your chance at the money.
Woohoo!
Okay, all let's right. go to the phones. Who have we got today,
Rebecca,
Jay?
Rebecca. She's a payroll worker. The theme song to her life would be Donovan Frankenfurter. I don't know who that is. Can you please tell us who that is, Rebecca?
It's Donovan Frankenrider.
There we go. So what songs are they famous for? Because I'll be honest, I don't recognise that name.
Yeah, he sings a song called Life, Love, Laughter.
Oh, okay.
It's written right there, Jade.
Is it?
This is typical Jade, Rebecca, not reading what's in front of her.
Oh, look, I hate reading the emails and stuff like that. But interesting, I just don't know the guy. I'm going to have a listen to it after this.
She's very well prepared, very well prepared.
The name rings a bell. Was he popular in, like, the early 2000s?
Yeah.
I remember the name, but not the music.
He's an older guy, though, isn't he? He's 48.
There you go.
Okay. Country music?
No, a bit more kind of indie, acoustic.
Okay.
So from memory, he was like an earlier version of Alex Lloyd.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we do now. We all know who it is. Let's spin these balls for you. It's actually $475 up for grabs today. So woohoo, if you get that, here we go. Fingers crossed.
I have pulled out the 27th of February.
The 22nd.
Nice, but no cigar.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Cheers for that. So, a little bit later on, Jade, we're going to be talking about if we've caught your partner cheating. So, if you've got a story around that, please call the show, 13 10 09.
Yeah, because there's this unbelievable story, guys, about this lady who, I didn't know this is a thing, you can actually sync your Fitbits.
That's right.
Together. So you and your partner can sort of compare stats just to make you feel a little bit more competitive, to train a bit harder and whatever.
Maybe get a bit fitter, right?
And so she'd looked at her Fitbit and tracking back to see how he's been going. 4 a.m. in the morning after a big night out with the mates, he had a spike in energy.
And a big spike in activity.
Big spike.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else? This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to get down on your knees and...
Act like a dog.
No, act like a dog. But the thing is, they get scared because you're towering over them and because you're a stranger. So I always find when I'm trying to lure in a lost pet...
Lure in a dog?
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go...
Guys, I was just telling you about this poor woman who caught her partner cheating on her. But it was actually incredible how she found out. So she said her ex-boyfriend and herself got each other Fitbits for Christmas. And they synced them up so they could help motivate each other.
That's cool. Get fitter together.
Yeah. And she said she didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app.
He must have been going for an early morning run for 4 o'clock in the morning. A lot of people do, Jade.
Mm, well,
that's true.
It was after a night out with the guys. Wow. Boys' night only.
I know people that after they have a big night out go for a morning run at 4 a.m.
Doesn't sound like this guy did,
well,
though.
It's not you.
Well, I didn't say it was.
But she says, she went on to say she wishes that this story wasn't real. It actually happened to her. How devastating. Mm. How very sad. So we thought on 131009, how did you catch your partner cheating?
I think technology is a big one because there's often that thing where you like signed into Facebook and then suddenly the messages pop up, like the girlfriend gets the laptop or the boyfriend gets the laptop.
Yes, and you know what? I've heard, so you can get these apps on your phone that look like the calculator, and people will hide their secret messages from their lover in the hidden app in their phone.
Jeez, you seem to know heaps about this stuff.
I read it once online.
Oh, okay.
We
but
worry,
if that's happened to you, because
use your calculator,
it's just shocking.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Creepo.
And 13:10:09 this morning. How did you catch your partner cheating?
Yeah, shocking stuff. Couple got Fitbits for Christmas. They synced them together. This is a thing, apparently, where you can check each other's stats to help motivate each other.
God, how lame. Like, if you're syncing your Fitbit with your partner, you need to check yourself.
And then he's gone out for a boys' night, 4 a.m. She's looked at her Fitbit, and she's seeing his activity's really spiking. It's really up there.
Burnt heaps of calories in the middle of the night when he should be in bed asleep.
This happens a lot. We actually just got a message through, they want to remain anonymous. But she said, my ex-husband answered his phone when we were in the car together once. I could hear her all familiar, like, asking how he was. And his response was, oh, yes, please add that sales report to the presentation. And she went on to say, I could hear her say, are you okay? Is something wrong? And then she said he repeated himself again.
So that was obviously code, and she was really dumb and dropped the ball there.
Yeah.
No good.
She said it was over straight away.
See ya.
So
goodbye.
Every single man in Newcastle right now, or woman, is checking their Fitbit.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
Middle of the night activity sessions.
Absolutely. Hey, let's go to Gary. Hey, Gary.
G'day, how are you guys?
Hey, good thinking, mate. How did you catch your partner cheating, or were you the cheater?
Well, I was part of the cheating process, but it was the lady that I was seeing. She was married at the time.
Oh.
And I was separated from my partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, we hooked up at my place. And we didn't know at the time, but her husband had put a tracker on her car. Yeah.
And, no, is that legal?
Well, I don't think so, but...
Yeah, jeez, that's so crazy.
Well, when you know, you know.
So what happened? Did he come in, like, kick the door down? Were you half naked? What was going
Gary,
on?
Gary, you dirty dog.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty full on because... we didn't know at the time that he was outside my place and he was hiding over in the bushes over the other side of the road.
No!
apparently he could hear us inside. And anyway, cut a long story short, we came out after about an hour or so, and the lady that I was seeing, her car was missing. It was parked in the driveway.
Oh.
And it disappeared. And, we were in, we were going crazy. We didn't know what had happened and we thought it had been stolen.
Yeah.
And the next thing we knew, the car just went past. Someone was driving it. We thought, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And he just kept going round and round the block. And then we seen who it was.
Yeah.
And he stopped and then obviously all hell broke loose then.
Jeez. Oh. So, out of curiosity, I just want to clear something up. Did you know that she was married? Like...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
No, okay. That's all, look, there's no judgment here.
Yeah, no, just hey, curious, that's story. All.
You know, sometimes people aren't happy.
Yeah, no, that's I get true. That. There's always two sides in this case, so three sides to every story.
So are you still having these fun nights, Gary?
No.
No, all over now.
Unfortunately not, no.
That was a wrap on things, was it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Died down after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I would... There's a tracker on the car. That's next level,
yeah,
man.
It's a sign.
Back to the hand. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Did you say back to the hand?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Are we going to Karen?
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, now, did you catch your partner cheating or was it you? Yeah.
No, I caught my partner cheating. I was going to... I really... something's wrong with his phone.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, so I was going around to what I considered one of my best friend's place.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a car park out the front of her place, so I drove around a bit and was in a street behind hers, and there was my husband's car.
That's shocking. So what did you do?
I went into my friend's place, hoping that he wasn't there, and she didn't answer the door, so I went around the back, let myself in, and they were in bed together.
You who, only me, oh my
no,
God.
Karen.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Well, I just stood there watching them, waited until they were finished, and then they saw me.
Oh, so they were doing the deed when you found them, not just laying in bed canoodling.
Yes. No, they were doing the deed.
Jeez.
Oh,
okay. And then so they saw you. Did they freak out?
Yeah, they freaked out. They stopped. They stopped. And then I wanted to just go and get a knife out of the kitchen and stab them both, but of course they didn't. And
thankfully,
we all had a big fight, and then we got a divorce.
Oh, Karen, I'm sorry to hear that. What a piece of crap. Like, that's awful. With your best friend as well. You're not speaking to her, are you?
No.
It actually hurts more, like, when a friend is involved in this sort of thing. Because
you took him to the cleaners.
I did. But I would have preferred if he had told me
girl.
that, you know,
he
was
wasn't happy.
Unhappy. But I thought we were happy. I found out later he'd been playing around quite a bit.
Aww.
Well, things happen for a reason, Karen, and you sound like a lovely woman, and I'm glad that you've rid him from your life.
Yes, that's a good riddance.
Edit your life ruthlessly, Karen. It's fantastic. Thank you
for calling and sharing that story, both you and Gary. It's very...
brave.
Very brave.
Yeah, and do you know what? Let's give Karen a bottle of wine.
I think
you deserve it. Yeah. Nice bottle of red from us. Thank you, Karen. Big day yesterday, guys. Said earlier on in the show, I went to my grandma's funeral. She sadly passed away. I've been going through a whole lot of different emotions. First, I was sort of ignoring that it happened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yesterday I went there. The funeral was up in Taree. Mm-hmm. And man, what an emotional roller coaster. I was tasked with doing the eulogy, mm-hmm. which was just yet another thing I was putting off until the last minute. But I got up yesterday, I did it, and I was pretty happy with it. You know, it was good. I'm going to do a little wrap up next, but there was a really awkward moment I have on tape from the eulogy. Because when you're writing a eulogy, you kind of want to take people on a journey, right? So like the sad stuff, the reflective stuff, like the good times. And I thought I'm going to add some like soft humor into
it.
Yeah.
Comedy at a funeral.
It's not comedy, but I'll tell you more next.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, yesterday was a really hard day for me. As I said, I went to my nan's funeral, who sadly passed away at aged 81. And it was a bit of a sad occasion, obviously, because, you know, these things always do come, like, as a surprise most of the time. And
no one's ready.
No one's ever ready. And, like, when it happens, you know, there's just so much regret and, like, you start to question whether or not, you know, I should have called more. I should have went to visit her. She lived up in Taree. But I just didn't know her health was so bad. And I feel quite ignorant that I didn't know just how bad she was towards the end, because, you know, you become complacent in your life and you're living in your own world. And It's been a real slap in the face, you know, that I didn't get to say certain things to her. And I would think about her quite a lot, but I just, you know, I wanted to write her a letter. This is only a couple of months back, just with how I feel about her, blah, blah, blah. I just never got around to it, and I never got to say what I wanted to say to her. So when I was invited to speak, to do the eulogy at her service yesterday, I thought, well, this is the time to do it, you know. So I kind of, in my eulogy, spoke to her.
Yeah.
Which I thought was nice. But it's interesting going to funerals because you just meet so many relatives that you haven't seen since you, you know, were a kid.
Yeah.
So that was a really fascinating experience yesterday.
It's sad to go, obviously, to the funeral, but, like, you know, well, I recently went for one too for my grandma.
You haven't had much luck on this show.
So, let you know, but, like, it's fun, like, fun meeting the relatives that you haven't met before. Or you're thinking they come up to you and they're like, oh, I'm your great uncle.
Lots of second cousins there yesterday. I was like, really? Who are you?
Yeah, it's interesting watching then everyone converse, because your family, there's instantly that barrier that sort
that's
of...
That's right. It comes up, doesn't it?
Well, no, I say it can come down. Because
no, but if you don't meet them
it's
much...
It's like total strangers, but you're related to them. It's weird.
Yeah,
weird.
For me, I just think, oh, you're family, so I just treat you like... You know what I mean? Like, there's no barrier. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
trust.
Yeah, instant trust. Mm. Like, for me, but that's just me.
God, we had to work years at trust with you.
Strangers.
Jade, we're actually cousins.
Oh, really? Oh, that's different.
If only you said that before.
You know what, though? Before I do the light part of this, I was really proud of my nan and my mum, because we come from a broken family, right? And my nan who died was my dad's mum. So it was just really hard. You know, we lost not so much like touch over the phone, but we didn't see her as much. And I was really proud of the fact that her and my mum were able to keep the relationship there in order for her to know like what we were up to. And she, like, you know, never missed a birthday. She never missed a big life event. Like, she always told us how proud of us kids that she was. And, you know, I had a lot of respect for that, because it doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And they deserved credit for that.
That's a great memory that you have.
Yeah.
And a great lesson there. Like, that it's so important to keep in touch with your family, like she did in calling people and stuff.
Your family, you know, you don't have to be in touch with them or see them, rather, all the time to still have that connection. So I was a blubbering mess yesterday. Writing the eulogy, I tried to put some light humour in there. And one of the memories I had of my nan was this little dog she had.
Yeah.
It was a little toy poodle.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And its name was Benji. And my nan loved Benji to no end. Like, you would have thought...
Didn't Benji bite you?
Yes, as a child. That's where my fear of dogs has stemmed from. You know, he was one of those dogs that you'd go up to him. Just not a pleasant dog. Like, ready to bite your hand off. Anyway, I thought, oh, look, I'll mention Benji in the eulogy and try and, like, crack a joke about it. Like, we all know what Benji's like, right? So you can live stream funerals right now. So I was able to, like, find the audio of my eulogy. Don't mind the really hot microphone.
Right, the quality of the audio is not to be
done. I can't wait
this
to
is
hear
me
this.
Trying to crack a joke and it just sinking miserably during the eulogy. Benji barking behind the front door, and we all know what Benji was like, right? He was a beautiful little dog.
Somebody just coughed to fill the awkward silence.
You have to read the room within a second, and I was like, okay, move on. I was so awkward.
Try to make one light little joke, thinking you might get a couple of smattering of giggles.
I think not it's you who's just traumatized out of all your family.
The guy who spoke before me, he was just, he did the first eulogy. He was just so miserable. Like, just a real, like, yes, and here we are tonight to celebrate the life of Lorinda Wilkes. And I was like, come on, like, get some energy and some love and laughter into this. But it failed.
None would have
anyway,
loved
I think she would have gotten a kick out of that.
Yeah, she would have loved that, if not the awkwardness of it.
Yeah, rest in peace, Nan. So, yeah.
Maybe don't make jokes at funerals.
Yeah. Read the room, at least. Hey, it sounds like she was a special lady.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Maddie. You did well.
UFM. Anovo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Anovo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off after us at 9 with Jackson.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo, bro.
Bro.
Yo, bro.
I love that. Let's go to the skate park after work. Banners.
You
fresh.
Would.
Oh, I love the skate park. I wasn't even kidding. Banners fresh to new FM.
Nice.
Nice one.
Very good.
I don't think you'd be a good skater.
Me?
Yeah, can
be,
you do it?
No, I'd be a shocking skater. I'm that guy that, like, gets on it and, like, rolls down a flat road and falls off.
Aww. It'd make me look better.
I would hardly be able to do that, so I don't feel too bad.
That's about, the only reason you hang out with me, Jackson.
Just to look good at what I do. also, to Sixpence None the Richer and...
Oh, Tay-Tay. Yes.
Taylor Swift.
I'm glad very this good. Is back on.
I don't think it ever left.
Oh, I haven't heard it in a while. But
you know what? It's because you listen to it so much in your personal time that when you hear it at work, it just like, woof, flies over your head.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Exactly.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Coming up soon. Next, though, we're talking a cameraman robbery, Crevo.
Yeah, so basically this guy was a news reporter, was reporting on these robberies that have been happening, like carjackings and stuff. While that was happening, the cameraman who was, like, filming this news reporter was robbed at gunpoint and had the camera stolen.
Wow.
This is a crazy, like, it's almost like an Inception-style story.
Oh my
God. You've really built this up, so hopefully it's on the level of an Inception-style story.
It is.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so this is a very, I hesitate to say this, but you can imagine this happening in America, right? And that's exactly where it's happened. there's a crime wave happening in an area of San Francisco. So essentially thieves are in this certain area, they're getting guns and stealing cars, basically, like a armed robbery, taking cars, and it's been a real problem in this one area.
Right.
So the news reporters were sent down there to go investigate, do a little report, just a little piece to camera. Hey, this is where it's happening, you know, that sort of thing. And while that was happening, some robbers came up and stole the camera that was being used to film the news report at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
Shouldn't laugh.
Well, you should. I mean, you shouldn't, but it's hard not to. Here's a little bit of a report of what happened the next day, because, of course, the camera footage was stolen.
This evening, we begin with a different kind of crime story. We didn't know that one of our own reporters would become part of this story.
KPIX 5 reporter Don Ford was on the story yesterday and again today and was preparing to interview nearby homeowners when a white luxury sedan with four men inside pulled up.
The car came up here while we're about to do an interview. Three guys jumped out. One had a gun, put it up to my face, and said, "We're taking the camera."
Ford, a veteran journalist, said the whole encounter with a Glock in his face took less than a minute. This homeowner stood very still as the scene unfolded in front of him.
I just looked and I said, "I'm not going to get shot today."
No one was injured, but everyone was shaken.
My God, that's very dramatic.
Full on.
Pretty crazy.
I love the bystander. Today, I will not get shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's thought about intervening for a second, and he's gone, you know what? It's just a news camera. Why would I get involved?
Yeah, just give them what they want, and I'll have my life.
It's not like he can go down to Cashies with the TV camera. Like, it's a very specific item that will be easily tracked. Like,
you think so, right? Mm. You think it wouldn't be a big sellable thing, but if they're selling cars, they're probably a very organized criminal gang.
True.
This is true.
Because San Francisco, I'm just thinking about it geographically, they've got a big container port, so you know those cars and all that stuff is just being sent overseas somewhere.
Straight away.
They can be stripped down and
how
sold
dodgy.
Or whatever. Yeah. Hey, aren't we lucky to live here with just so fewer guns?
Yeah.
That camera's obviously now the camera for Kazakhstan 6 o'clock news.
Well, guys, we have $475 up for grabs with our birthday lotto. We pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show straight away on 131009. If you're the first through, you get to spin our birthday balls, and hopefully we pick your birthday.
What month are we looking for, Crevo?
It has come up as November.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
We have $475 to give away right now to one lucky person. We have to spin the birthday balls, though, and pull out their correct date. So pretty good odds, though, considering.
Absolutely. Let's go to Isaac the Concreter. Captain Concrete is his self-appointed nickname. His most embarrassing experience is defecating in his own pants and then running into a long-lost family member in the shops whilst trying to sort it out.
Oh.
Isaac. You right, brother?
Good morning, Nova.
Oh. Hey, Isaac.
Morning.
How embarrassing. How did you sort it out in the end? Did you just run off into the toilets or?
Yeah, well, the story was I locked myself out of the house and I was busting for a poop. And then so I thought I can buy a bit of time here and do a bit of a fart. So I did that and then it didn't work out right. So I thought, bugger, I've got to go to the shops to get new undies.
Mm.
On my way, ran into my auntie in the shops. Near the undie aisle, and I'm like, well, I can't just do that. And she asked for a hug and everything, and I don't know, she must have smelled it for sure.
Oh,
that is probably that's a terrifying, icky, disgusting situation to be in, isn't
it? Yeah, well, you know what? Let's hope we can make it all better by winning
by heaps of undies.
What kind of undies do you wear, Isaac? Are you like a Kmart 10 pack of jocks for $10 or
no
fancy
way,
Calvin's?
No, tradies. I wear tradies.
Tradies are the way to go.
Good support.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I've pulled out the 20th of November.
Oh, no, 27th.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Isaac. Captain Concrete. No good.
Captain
Not today.
Concrete.
Thank you, sir. Birthday lotto back tomorrow. Worth $500, guys, which is always good. We're out of here. We'll catch you then. Jackson's in with 105 next.
Yo, Jason DeRoy. Do you reckon listeners like where I go with them off here?
What do you mean?
Like, I just question them and
yeah,
I find them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
really led us down the garden path with that one, with those producer notes.
I got really, really therapist on them.
It's good.
So, tell me about your life.
Tell me about the worst things that have happened to you. Savage Garden is in there as well.
And
BB Rexha.
Oh, I like this song.
This was like when pop really started to mix that country flair into it.
Like, I like hearing this, but I'm glad that country pop phase is phasing out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's phasing.
Yeah, every man and their dog jumped on this
trend.
Type of music.
It's on the way out. I agree.
All right, guys, enjoy. We'll catch you tomorrow. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, and we've still got Newcastle Knights tickets to give away today. Yeah, Jackson?
Yeah, right across the work there. McDonald's double passes.
The big game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Do your doggy for us, Chad. Well,
a lot of Knights players are saying they're playing the puppy dogs.
True. 5.9. Bye.
Bye.
Get your new FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.